This is KCUR 89.3. Last month, the 18th and Vine District received a boost on two fronts: the groundbreaking ceremony for the construction of baseball's Urban Youth Academy, and a city proposal to inject $27 million for improvements to the area. KCUR sports reporter Greg Eklund examines how the baseball academy changes the complexion of the historic district.
Batting third, the center fielder, number 6, Lorenzo Cain.
Lorenzo Cain's story is well documented about how he didn't play baseball until high school while growing up in Florida. That's what the Kansas City Royals want to change with the construction of the Urban Youth Academy.
I think we're ready to dig some dirt now.
All right, let's on three. One, two, three. There you go. Let's play some ball.
Starting with the ceremonial groundbreaking, Parade Park in the 18th and Vine District will morph into a new look with the completion of the academy next year. The intent is to motivate kids to play baseball and softball at an early age. For the Royals, Kyle Venna has been the behind-the-scenes guy.
We're not naive enough to think that every kid that comes there we can make into the next Lorenzo Cain. But what we can do is make sure that we provide for them.
Note the phrase, provide for them. The academy will have the indoor facilities, equipment, and 4 outdoor diamonds to provide instructions to inner-city kids. The best part of the deal? It'll be free of charge. From experiences with his own family, Kansas City Mayor Sly James recognizes the obstacles to picking up a ball and bat.
My son played competitive baseball, very competitive. He was playing on Mack and Seitz teams.
Teams through private business run by 2 ex-Royals.
Kevin Seitz and Mike McFarlane had teams for every age group, and it was extremely competitive. It was also expensive.
Since Dayton Moore's arrival 10 years ago as the Royals' general manager, he's been focused on fielding a championship team. That, of course, happened last year when the Royals won the World Series. But all along, Moore also envisioned an academy like this.
To be able to represent baseball in this way, a very historical part of our city, through the game of baseball, where we are going to enrich the lives of young people and grow the game. And this facility is going to be special. There's no doubt about it.
It will be the 7th academy built around the country with the sponsorship and some funding for Major League Baseball. But there are some who feel excluded from the planning process. Marvin Lyman, president of the Black Economic Union, housed in the Lincoln Building at 18th and Vine, says his office received no invitation to the groundbreaking.
When you look at how things happen, we're not on that A-list. And we have to wonder, why are we not on that A-list?
Lyman says the omission underscores his opinion that the African-American community has not been properly informed.
To have something named in our area without our input, it's really a slap in the face and total disregard for our culture, our heritage, and our commitment to stay in the area and to build it.
The question surrounding the academy is its potential to increase businesses and drive retail traffic toward the area. This is where Jermaine Reed grew up. As a city councilman representing the area where his roots lie, Reed says it's time to pay more attention to its rebirth.
We have to do everything that we possibly can in every Kansas City. And if not, if you don't think this way, shame on you. Shame on you. Because we should be proud of the rich history that we have in Kansas City and preserving that history.
With the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum nearby, the hope is to entice more visitors to stick around more. Let's think of the Baseball Museum, the Jazz Museum, and the Gem Theater across 18th Street, almost like anchor tenants in a mall. The problem has been too much turnover in the other businesses. Councilman Reed says the city is well aware of the problem.
If we don't increase the foot traffic in the area, we are just failing ourselves. And we just can't have an area where folks come in 18th and Vine and then they say, hey, I've got to go because there's nothing else for me to do here.
The Royals actually had 3 sites in mind for the academy, according to Kyle Venna. But Parade Park as its final choice was a no-brainer. In his opinion, it will not only help grow the game, it will fulfill the hopes of those who want to inject more commerce in the area.
There's really nothing that can compete with that, with the history, the education elements, the transportation functionality of just being right off I-70 and allowing some ties to KCK and from up north to come down and really just really help kind of promote what the city's been so direct in creating, promoting regionalism, it was a natural fit.
Starting from the top with Commissioner Rob Manfred, baseball is swinging for the fences in its attempt to revive the game in the urban core. The city of Kansas City hopes that all forces can eventually unite for what can result in a home run for the 18th and Vine District. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Greg Eklund.